Hello, this is Judy Pellegrino, and welcome to Close Encounters with My Inner Child. In this episode, I will share what happened after I read an article on receiving sexual attention and pleasure, how it impacted my adult and inner child, and the good that came from it in my marriage. I came across an article called How to Improve Your Capacity to Receive Sexual Attention and Pleasure. The person who wrote the article is named Emma K. Harper. I never heard of this person before. I am grateful for her article, even though I have been experiencing the release of buried grief from childhood and my teen years off and on for the past 24 hours. I'm also grieving the loss of the magic I was supposed to experience in the bedroom with my husband, who loved me for the past 36 years. Even though I learned 20 years ago during my healing journey that my abuse, neglect, and trauma had a negative impact on my ability to receive sexual pleasure with my loving husband before and after marriage, this article is taking my recovery to a whole nother level. This article helped me to understand who I have been in the bedroom. What I said and did in the bedroom has a direct result of being screamed at, beaten, and kicked physically and emotionally by my mother as a child. It is linked to my grandfather tickling me until I couldn't breathe or urinated. And urinating was something we were only to do in the toilet, or we were in trouble. It is linked to being told my hands would be cut off if I touched my genitals. It is linked to my father asking me to scratch his bare back after a hard day's work instead of asking my mother. It is linked to my mother putting her stinky, rough feet on my lap while I watched TV and shaming me if I did not rub them for her after all she did for me. It is linked to my older sister, who was promiscuous and had a baby at the age of 16 and multiple abortions after that. It is linked to being tricked by a 22-year-old college graduate who robbed the cradle to pop a 17-year-old virgin. It is linked to my father being a rageaholic and then a basketball coach of 4 years who broke my trust in my high school senior year by going back on a promise he had made to our team. This article helped me to identify that my sexual generosity to my husband was hiding my inability to receive sexual pleasure. It hid my sexual ignorance about what I liked sexually and what I did not. It hid my fear of letting go and being vulnerable. No wonder I cried as my relationship to sexuality was healing. When I let myself receive pleasure, I cried. When I had an orgasm, I cried. If my husband looked at me with love, I cried. This was reduced slowly over the past 20 years in recovery, thank God. Staying present to myself was almost impossible when my boyfriend, now my husband, tried to pleasure me. I was taught to believe he was sexually inept. TV shows like Seinfeld and King of Queens promoted that belief that men were only interested in themselves or were totally ignorant about how to please their woman. I had no idea what blocked my pleasure was me. I had no idea my generational, dysfunctional family history laid the foundation. My Catholic upbringing gave me a skewed belief about sex that was meant to protect me from guys like the one I met at the age of 17 who date raped me. That guy was Catholic. He was German like me. He took me on wonderful dates like canoeing, to Hershey Park, to a Disney movie called The Fox and the Hound. He took me to dinner at a fancy restaurant and promised to teach me how to dance the foxtrot. I had no idea until much later in my marriage and recovery that I was unconsciously making my husband pay for the sins of the perpetrator. A couple of positive touch experiences from childhood that carried over into my marriage is my father used to stroke my arm while watching TV. He stopped when I had enough. I loved that. He used to massage my back and encourage me to hold my shoulders back when he noticed my shoulders slumping from low self-esteem. My father did not realize he inflicted low self-esteem on me and my 5 siblings until my years in recovery allowed us to discuss it calmly. My husband and I took a couples massage class in the early 2000s. It was hard for me to let go and just enjoy the positive touch. It took years of practice for me to let go and just receive his touch. Then the fun began. My husband's hands were cold for some reason, even though the house was warm. My body hated cold hands. I learned from my body's aversion that it reminded my inner child of her grandfather. His hands were cold, and that is why his tickling was awful. My mother used to wash diapers in the 1960s. She would touch us with her wet, cold hands after they were in a bucket of dirty diapers. Who would have thought that someday, later on in your adulthood, you would have to go back and parent these parts of you that were disgusted or traumatized when you were a child? I did not have any idea that is what I would have to do to be free. My husband and I took dance lessons. I thought it was going to be wonderful. Again, I had it that my husband has 2 left feet. He doesn't really want to dance with me. He is just pretending to want to do this. I felt frustrated, ashamed, impatient at times with my husband as we learned how to dance. It did not occur to me until this moment that it was like our sexual experiences. I had to be in control. I could not receive the gift of dance with my husband. I could only pick apart how he learned with me. I was ashamed I was not catching on, so I deflected my shame and put it on him. I chose to have a conversation with my husband about how unloving I have been in our marriage over our lifetime together. I added it was not the way I wanted to be with him. I admitted it was hard to appreciate him to the degree he deserved because I didn't know how to appreciate myself first. We went back to bed. After getting naked emotionally, it took our getting physical naked to a new level. I told him I was taught that my genitals were dirty. I asked him to tell me I was lied to about that. He looked into my eyes and told me they lied to you. It was so helpful for a loving, caring man to tell me the truth about the most sacred part of my body. That part where God expresses through me, where there is giving and receiving. That part of me I share only with a man worthy of it. I am so grateful for the level of intimacy I have initiated with my husband of 36 years. I am grateful we are learning how to truly please each other out of the bedroom before we make love, and then in the bedroom to meet God together. Thank you for listening.